Well, good morning. It is 6:23 a.m. on Tuesday, April 11th, 2023. 42 degrees, which is halfway between 5 and 6 degrees Celsius. So dodged the decimal point there. It seems so precise to say 5.6. I'll just say halfway between 5 and 6 degrees Celsius. 90% humidity. Uncertain. Big hair dude sighting. Same guy was slumped over in his seat. Could be big hair dude. Don't know. Not sure. Ambiguous. God, and a light breeze. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. I saw Nick as I was getting ready for the walk. Nick and Hank came walking by. Nick let me give Hank a treat. I am now bonded to Hank. Hank and I are now buds. So you may notice a subtle difference in the audio. I've switched back to the original mic, lapel mic that I use for these walks. I was talking to my friend Rita yesterday. God, we haven't spoken in entirely too long. And we were talking about the Pearlcast, and she observed that it sounds produced with the new microphone. And that kind of really nailed it for me as far as what it was about the new mic that was, I don't know, I mean, it's a good mic. It's a solid mic. Brother Joe, no lie, that's a sweet piece of tech. But that noise reduction hardwiring in it, it does. It makes it sound like I'm in a studio somewhere. And I don't know. It speaks to what this is. And you know, Sue, I will absolutely concede that this is a quote-unquote podcast, but it's also, I don't know, it's a little more intimate than that. It's a little more personal, and I don't want to I don't want this to be anything more than a couple of friends walking down the street. One friend can't talk and has to listen while the other one blathers about whatever's on their mind. If it becomes more than that, I don't know. It seems, yeah, I got too close to the building there and umbrella got snagged. I don't know. I like the organic quality this mic brings to the walks. It feels more like, more real, maybe. I'm trying to keep it real, you know. I don't know. But it's definitely a solid backup mic if I run into technical problems, or, you know, if the time comes that I actually do want to do a podcast. an actual podcast with a theme song and sponsors and so on, then I've got solid backup, solid content, or gear. So for now, I think I'm going to switch back to the original mic. It's been raining for a couple days now here in Portland. Imagine Portlanders acquire a kind of Powell's tink, a kind of almost London-esque attitude about the weather. That when the sun comes out, it's something to be celebrated and to be reveled in, because it's so rare. Which, and again, this is spring. You know, I'm dealing with a very, very focused, narrow microcosm of time here. But it's definitely been a damp spring here in the Pacific Northwest. And I'm definitely missing the sun. So, but hey, I've got my waterproof trail runners now. Rita has cajoled me, dude, get your gaiters so your legs don't get wet. It's like, I'm not there yet. That might be forthcoming, but morning. But not yet. God, and it's definitely getting lighter in the mornings too, which is lovely. Kind of opens up the world. You can see farther, which is not entirely true, especially in the context of an urban setting, because you can see forever. You can see, I mean, lights stretch on, but there's just something about daylight that fills the space more. I don't know, more details come out. There aren't any shadows anymore. So there's very little ambiguity, very little interpretation that needs to go on the part of the brain's perceptive engine. Things are realer, realer. Oh shit. Across the street, Dave. Oop, pardon my French there. Try and keep these talks at least PG-13. So, it's interesting because twilight is such an interesting time. You know, shadows. In the dark, everything is occluded, everything is shrouded. In the daytime, everything's clear and crisp, and you've got a lot more data to work with. In the dark, you've got very little data to work with, so the imagination engine filling in the blanks is on overdrive. At twilight, it's in between that. You get the illusion of tangibility and clarity, but there's still just enough dimness to the clarity that mystery and strangeness can sneak its way in. Yeah, liminal spaces. Between spaces. Here I will stop. A lot of traffic. A lot more traffic than I'm used to seeing in the morning. Let's see what that's about. I've been wrestling with a thing in my head. I don't know if I have the time to get into it here, but I'll try. Morning. I'm trying to... trying to reconcile just keep going around in circles with this. There is this I don't even know how to articulate it, which is frustrating. There is an expectation of I'm still working through it. Sorry, don't mean to vague book there, but it's just this notion of don't let my actions not affect you, basically, that I've run into recently that I'm having a hard time dealing with. Because on the one hand, sure, that makes perfect sense. You be you, you do you. If there's a problem, you let me know. I'm not a mind reader, blah, blah, blah. And I get that. I absolutely understand that. And if you do something, make a choice that you should be allowed to do that without fussing over how it's going to impact other people, or, no, that's not it either. I guess I'm wrestling with issues of autonomy versus caring about how someone you care about is feeling. And, you know, the whole, I'm not a mind reader, you tell me. It works both ways. That if, I don't know. Clearly, it's been on my mind, and I haven't resolved a darn thing about it. So I'm just going to keep letting it cogitate, and I'll let you know if I come to any conclusions. Sorry for the ambiguous blather. That's just... the brain doesn't always brain so good. But I'm through Jameson Square, so let's take this home for Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. Oh, hell yeah. Or the day with no nickname, which is equally awesome. And it's a tabula rasa, and you can write on it whatever you want. So I hope you write on your Tuesday wonderful things. I hope your brain brains better than mine does today. How about that? I hope you have a splendid day. And however the day goes down, however your brain brains, there's always that foundation that you can fall back on, that I certainly fall back on, that despite everything create. Brother Zig has it right with that bit of wisdom. and love fearlessly. Not brainlessly, but definitely fearlessly. Because for all the talk of instinctive love and blah, 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 there's a lot of brain that goes on with affection and caring and liking and friendship and all of that. So, you know, love fearlessly, but engage the brain too. And the two, the heart and the brain in alignment, that's a potent combo. I will certainly aspire to that. Oh, God. And I will talk to you soon.